We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Radio.com.
So guess which one of our teams had a 5-1 lead in the ninth inning yesterday?
A 5-1 lead in the ninth inning. I'm going to go with the Florida Panthers.
All right, Marlins. Come on, I set you up for the easy layup yesterday. Marlins up 5-1, end up losing in 12, 7-6, but we're in good shape. Give up a big home run, 3-run homer in the top of the ninth inning.
Got to put these boys back in the road, right? Play better on the road.
I guess, man. They've all of a sudden, after talking about all that winning, they've lost four straight now, right, and going back towards that record problem that they've had and trying to stay out of the cellar with that whole thing.
We going
to
get the Ozuna like video tonight tribute? St. Louis in town?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, that's more of a joke than it is actually.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. Not getting real big crowds to start with, but
no.
I wonder if they – I'm guessing they don't, right?
No, I don't.
New ownership, and I'm guessing they'll, like – sure, he'll go over and say hello to all the guys.
Sure, sure. Well, whoever he knows
still remembers,
left,
yeah. Like, hey, wait. Oh, I didn't play with you.
Yeah,
you know, they're actually
– You're new.
You know what? There are not a lot of guys on the team that Ozuna and Yelich played with.
There's not a lot of guys even upstairs in management or around probably the facility that they know.
Yeah.
Everything has changed since those guys left.
They got a lot of new guys since they got moved out and shipped out. By the way, I think they're all happy because they're all on better teams, whether it's St. Louis or Milwaukee or the Yankees or whatever it is right now. So can't be all that disappointed. So that was yesterday. The big winner over the weekend, Manny Diaz. Oh, my gosh. He goes out and gets Jalen Rivers, gets a verbal commitment. From a tackle out of Jacksonville, four-star tackle, made a commitment to him with his family that he was going to come. So if it holds, boy, I'll tell you what, that would be a really, really good one. And again, he was getting recruited and headed down to all the big guys, Georgia and Alabama. Florida, I think, was in there. They had all the big ones for a guy up in Jacksonville. So that's
Miami
good news
winning that
for Manny.
Battle is good for Manny. Like, it's a different story if it's Miami, Syracuse, and, you know, a couple other smaller schools, and you'd win that one. You win kind of a couple of these battles when Georgia and Bama and these big, big schools are involved. Those are big wins for Manny. Now, you said the one word there that always freaks me out. Verbal commitment. I know it's not a signing day type of thing today, yesterday, and that always freaks me out because you always get excited and then something happens at the last second with a couple of these guys and they flip.
Oh, you know what happens? I'll tell you what happens, and this is the only way those verbal commitments don't stay strong. You're always going to have a couple guys and guys flip a couple times,
yeah.
But a majority of your guys will stay with you. There's only one thing that kills it, and they see bad football. They see football like they saw from the Miami Hurricanes last year where they couldn't score. They were struggling, started to affect their defense at times. You play poorly, then you got to start worrying about your top guys. Not all of them, but a lot of your verbals, as long as, you know, nobody's shaky as far as losing their job. But if you play poorly and it's bad and they see it's bad, a lot of them are going to go, I'm out. Because I think more than Mark Richt leaving, I think they saw a lot of bad football.
Yeah.
I don't know how many were going to stay anyway, but it didn't help that Manny took off and Manny got a head coaching job after Mark Richt, and that thing was kind of left empty there and guys were jumping, and some of them never came back.
But, Joe, if you're a 3 or 4 or a 5-star, high school player and you're looking at teams and you decide on the Canes or you decide on Florida State and you see the seasons that they had, if you're that recruited by that many teams, why would you want to go play for a bad team like that? You know what I mean? Like, since you only have this one opportunity right now as kind of the free agent, as kind of you pick where you want to go, you're not going to want to go play for a bad school. So you're right. That's why verbal commitment scares me, because we're all excited down here about this guy coming in and hopefully going to come into the school and be a four-star lineman for this team. You think Georgia and Alabama are done recruiting this kid? You think any of their schools are done? All right, you know what? We lost him. Good, you know, go play in Miami. Good luck.
Verbal commitments mean nothing.
No.
In every one of the conferences. That just means, all right, you got him for now. Now, I'd much rather have the verbal commitment than the guy go, hey, I'm sorry, please, you don't have to call me anymore. I'm not going to be going to your school. Matter of fact, I'm going to enroll early. Then you got a tough battle, especially if they do that early recruiting day and sign so they can be at spring football. Then you got a tough one. It will be interesting, though, but I would just say you have a good year, and it's fun to watch. Guys are playing well. And everything like you hope, then all of a sudden, I think you get a lot of guys really interested. They got to get this quarterback thing taken care of. That's the only thing to me that holds this thing back. I know some have said the offensive line, but for me, the biggest thing is you got to have a quarterback can run this.
It's always the quarterback.
And give you consistency, because the quarterback play and the quarterback system last year just weren't very good, to put it nicely here on a Monday morning. They were really bad. So anyway, we'll see what happens, but it's good. Hey, listen, Manny is loading it up, man, for 2020 and 2021 on verbal commitments, which, by the way, that's what everybody's trying to do. Get them to come to camp and make a commitment. I've had a blast. We've liked to offer you a scholarship. And you go, man, hold on. Let me go talk. Mom and dad are over there, or mom's over there. Hold on. Oh, I'm in. Let's do it. I'll accept it. Thank you. I'm going to put it out on social media that I'm coming. Because teams can't do anything right now, but the players can say, like we saw from Jalen Rivers, I'm coming. So anyway, you want to get some of the guys. It's good. It's good for business. It's great for your fan base that follows that stuff to see you beating out big, really good programs in the SEC and everything else. And by the way, the ACC schools, a lot of them were down here. A lot of them were with FIU, Georgia Tech, and some other schools from the ACC were here in town. I believe Louisville was here as well. They had a lot of their coaching staff down here to be part of the camp with Butch yesterday. So they're all coming down here, man, and they're spending a lot of time and money to be down here, get a chance to coach guys, offer guys scholarships, tell them, hey, we'd love to have you, and everything else. So, and then the players are using it to get better and better and more offers, so they have more choices to see where they're a better fit and try to get their star power up there as well. Not that it matters at this point. You look at the tape, whether 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, 2-star, whatever, if you think he can play, you can't get caught up in only who's recruiting him, although we like that because it's sexy for business. But anyway, so we got him all the rest of this month. We're going to have a lot of these camps going on. Manny has just been a machine down in Coral Gables in the facilities. You know, they got more stuff still going on. It's not just the bubble, but they're redoing the rooms, the coaches' rooms there where they have their meetings and stuff. They're doing a lot of really cool stuff. So the development building is still going on over there for the University of Miami, trying to catch up as much as they can to what everybody else is offering out there right now.
So, well, it's hard to compete with the a lot of these schools that have these facilities that are just ridiculous.
You will
ridiculous.
Never, University of Miami can never catch Alabama or anybody like a Clemson now.
How about
got
Oregon?
The slides.
Like, you know, Oregon. Something like that. You
I
know?
Mean, they started putting playgrounds for guys. They started, like, right, literally having slides, water slides.
Clemson's
and slides
got, like, a lazy river or something like
and,
that.
And, you know, you got movie night for every guy's guy. I mean, you just.
It's ridiculous. Like, it's a good time to be a 4- or 5-star high school kid. It's a good time.
You get to go to those and see, hey, by the way, we're not playing football. Look what we're doing over there. How's this look? Hey, how's the kitchen? Hey, by the way, we got a 5-star chef here. Come here, chef. Make this kid, what do you like?
Yep. You're right.
What do you feel like tonight?
A lot different than being recruited back in the day, because you get to go to one of these places, and they literally are making it so these recruits and these players, Come to campus and never leave campus.
We got pretty much dorm food and dorm food.
Not anymore, Joe.
We got, you know, and some of the guys, or you're just on your own eating peanut butter and jelly. And
go grab a couple cereal boxes and bring it back to the room, and that's what you got. You're now walking into one of these places and ordering an omelet the way you like for breakfast and a sandwich for dinner, you know, lunch, and then whatever you want for dinner. Like, I would, if I'm a 4 or 5-star recruit, I'm going to one of these places, and I'm never leaving this facilities. What's the point? Work out. You could play there. You could work out there. You do everything you want there.
I think that's the goal to keep those guys around and keep them a structured environment while they're there. And
keep them out of trouble and keep them around
campus.
The more
you have, the more they don't want to go out and do stuff, except the only thing you can offer, no matter where you go, and it's been around for years, is where the girls are going.
Well,
that's the only thing. You can't. Like, you can do a lot of things, and, hey, the food's over here. Go out and grab. Hey, man, it's great. And go have as much as you want, and, hey, you got the movies and this. But the only thing you can do is those ladies' nights, the different places on campus where everybody goes.
That's right.
They're going to go out. Right?
But they're all coming back to the facility afterwards.
Well, yeah. You hope that, you know, and everything works out. All right. So, anyway, we got a lot of other stuff to get to here this morning that's going on here. I love this story with Todd McShay coming out. With Todd McShay, our draft expert for ESPN, he and Mel Kiper do all the stuff there. Apparently, he went to college with Joe Douglas, the new general manager of the New York Jets.
Sign him up.
And so Todd's like letting the ESPN know that he might be getting offered a job. So I took it when I read it, by the way it was worded, that Todd McShay said, hey, I might be getting a job at ESPN, so I just want you to know, kind of like, unless you want to make me a great offer, you know. I don't know if Joe Douglas maybe takes this job. It's a great job, assistant GM, if that's the job. Hey, man, that's your guy having success for a couple years away from you getting a chance to be a general manager and run your own show. Or did you take it more when you look at it like, hey, ESPN, I can stay, but it's going to cost you more money?
I think Joe Douglas called him and said, would you be interested in a job? And Tom McShay went, yeah, let me think about it. Now that I'm thinking about it, let me let my former employer know that, or my employer right now, I'm up for another job. So I'm either going to take that job because it's a better opportunity for me, or make it a little spicier for me to stay.
Yeah, but if you're a TV analyst as a draft expert, don't you want to go do it for real?
Yeah, of course. Look at Mayock.
Want to be he's a GM.
But I'm just saying.
I'm talking about assistant GM.
What is it going to take, a year and a half? If the Jets do have one or two good drafts for another team to McShay, you want to be our GM?
Could be a couple years.
Louis Riddick was, his name was flying around for a job too.
Louis Riddick must be pissed.
He's got to be pissed. Mayock's the GM, and Tom McShay is possibly the assistant GM in New York. Although Louis Riddick now, every one of these guys moves out somewhere, he moves up the kind of draft analyst spot a little bit more. He'll get a job in another year. Louis Riddick will be on an NFL team by this time next year.
I don't know. You know why I don't know? Because he's really good on TV, which means you got to say a lot of stuff about a lot of screwed up NFL teams. And if you're talking about him, because I know he made some comments about the Dolphins, and I heard they're done with him. He's done here. So if you're doing your job the way you're supposed to,
you're going
to
rip a lot of teams. Yes.
You're going to critique teams that don't know what they're doing. And he does. That's why he's really popular. I think he's really popular and really good. I just thought Todd McShay, actually,
it's weird.
He's going to get a real job. I mean, it's not
a real job. You're right.
He's going to get one of the 32 jobs as assistant GM. Wow. So anyway, I don't know if anybody else saw that and thought the same thing. Is he just trying to get more money? And listen, we're not really going to hire you, but
it's always a money grab, Joe.
But see if ESPN's got some more money to give you there, man.
They
get
do.
You up there. Radio.com. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
2019 hurricane season has arrived, and once again, WQAM is combining with the team at CBS4 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warning to landfill to recovery. Keep it tuned in to WQAM for up-to-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Hurricane coverage on WQAM sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact Windows and Doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from CBS4 and AM 560, 96.5 FM HD2 WQAM.
All right, so you've been talking about the last couple weeks that with all this talent, how's this thing going to work out in Cleveland? And it looks great on paper. Can they all play together and stay drama-free, especially with a coach who's never done this before?
Freddie Kitchens.
Never been a head coach. Mm-mm. And by the way, never had this many young, very strong personalities that he has and everything else. So we've already seen it during the mini camp. Very awkward, by the way. So Baker Mayfield had some comments. If you're not aware of it, Duke Johnson went to University of Miami, went to Norland High School from down here, has asked for a trade, especially since a Kareem Hunt situation took place, and he's going to be joining Nick Chubb in the backfield. So Duke Johnson has asked, and by the way, I know for a fact Duke's had some teams really interested in him because he's such a good pass receiver. He's got 235 catches. How's that, by the way, quietly for a really nice start to your career, and he's
very
still
nice.
A really, really young guy. So when Baker Mayfield found out, and Duke's been talking about wanting to be traded, here's Baker Mayfield, the new quarterback for the Browns. Here's what he had to say.
You know what? That's something that we've been dealing with for a while. You know, if we have guys that want to be here, they'll show that. They'll voice that. Obviously, you know, he's going to handle his stuff how he wants. But you're either on this train or you're not. It's moving. You can get out the way or you can join us. So it is what it is.
You know, it's self-inflicted. It is what it is. It's not awkward for anybody else in this building. He's got to do his job. He said he's a professional. I hope he does his job.
So it's obvious to me they don't want to trade Duke Johnson, and I'd want to keep him too. But Duke doesn't want to be there. He doesn't see a future there with what's going on. He understands you got to have numbers to get paid. And so he would like to move on, and Baker Mayfield is kind of sounding like the GM / head coach as far as you're under contract with us. We're not going to trade you, so stop it and just come. So it is weird to hear Baker Mayfield sounding like a head coach or general manager.
Sure.
It is. Man, I appreciate everybody thinks everybody wants to be part of the Cleveland thing. And we talk about it, trying to figure out how is this going to work. Is there going to be enough footballs to keep everybody from being hungry and real salty in a lot of situations?
I think that's going to come a lot quicker than people think.
But anyway, so on top of everything else, he's represented by Luther Campbell's wife, Uncle Luke. So Uncle Luke had some strong comments on social media on behalf of Duke Johnson, who Uncle Luke's known for a long, long time as a Dade County kid going way back. And it's just kind of surprising that Uncle Luke jumped in this thing too, including the comment. Somebody got to help me on the Texas, because I do know that Baker Mayfield is from Texas, but he had one. It's happened to all the great quarterbacks. Everybody can be replaced, right? When things don't go well.
Of course. So the tweet from Uncle Luke was, bleep Baker Mayfield for saying that dumb bleep about Duke Johnson.
It was.
Yeah. I guarantee you be the one to divide this locker room up. You are not in Texas at Cracker Barrel.
I didn't get the Texas at Cracker Barrel part. I was going strong with Uncle Luke. Because all I was thinking is I just ate up there in Gaines, the one outside of Gainesville.
Cracker Barrel is some good food.
Told the wife, oh, hell no, I ain't leaving until I get over. I've been thinking about this place for 3 days.
A little breakfast, a little chicken and dumplings.
My God, you know, that place, the Cracker Barrel is down here, is a lot easier to get into.
Oh, yeah.
Than that one up in.
It's tough. And, yeah, there's some place. Yeah, it's, listen, Cracker Barrel's good.
I mean, everybody's leaving when I'm leaving.
Of course. Listen, without making any assumptions about what this tweet is about, I'm assuming that this is a little bit of a shot at the Texas Cracker Barrel white guy, white quarterback thing. That's just me making an assumption there without knowing anything going on there. I do think it was kind of a dumb comment by Baker, because If
you're not happy or you're trying to get paid.
It's a business, and Baker's got to know that also, and it might happen to Baker. I'm not saying it's going to, because Baker looks like he is the future franchise guy for this team, and he's going to be a superstar, and after the first year, he took the NFL by storm, and now they put this all-star team together in Cleveland of players. That's fine. But he doesn't realize that sooner or later, the NFL business gets to everybody, no matter who you are. No matter who you are, something happens.
It won't for now, because he's got a guarantee.
No, he's okay right now. But 6 years from now, 7 years from now, once he's out of this rookie deal, once he sees what the other quarterbacks are making around the league, if he is not one of the top flight guys and he's trying to get top flight money, he's going to see it hit him right in the face. You can't get mad at a guy for trying to make a better business decision for himself in the NFL. You can't.
And Duke, by the way, was his comments were up there and said, "Hey, man, I'm not trying to be a distraction. This has been going on," and it's got to make you really salty when you know that you got teams interested in you and you can't move.
And you have not
been moved
yet.
And they're going, "No, you're going to stay, and you're gonna play for us." It would be nice, though. Quarterbacks should stay out of that. You're not the head coach. You're not
the
GM.
Yep.
You need to support whatever he's doing instead of, you know, get into that and make it awkward. And I know he's young and cocky and everything else, but you need to understand that your situation and Duke Johnson's situation is completely different. When I saw those comments originally, I went, ooh, Baker, calm down, man. Calm down. This is not your high school now. Mm-mm. Calm down, all right? About kid wanted to transfer somewhere else or whatever. Calm down.
He's the leader of that team. He's the quarterback. That's fine. But just when it comes to the business side of things, you got to keep your mouth shut. Because guess what? If this was a year left on Odell's contract and he made comments, you think he's going to say the same thing about that? Because he'd be stupid to do that. Duke, fine. You want to say you haven't played with these guys? Whatever the case may be, you just got to understand that the NFL is a business. And whatever's best for Duke, Duke's going to have to look at for himself.
Baker Mayfield's got to know, his first overall pick. And the business is a lot nicer if you're good.
He's got a fully guaranteed deal.
But you got, he did throw Duke under the bus.
He did.
Duke's trying to, and by the way, they could play together. And then you got that whole thing. You're either with us or against us. And
get on the train. The train's moving.
That can divide things a little bit, too. So anyway, we got that whole thing. And so we'll see how it works out. But I do know for a fact in the offseason there were some teams interested in Duke Johnson because he's young. He's really a talented receiver. And in the day now of the way backs are going down and getting injured, everybody's looking for specialty backs, either first and second down backs or second and long and third down backs that can help you from get first downs, come out of the backfield, beat safeties and linebackers one-on-one and everything else. And hey, Duke's a really good one, man. He was good at the U coming out of the backfield. He's gotten just better and better, as I said, 235 catches so far. So he's done a real nice job. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We got Hollywood's headlines. We didn't forget about him. Big Poppy, watch out, Pop. Jeez, man. By the way, why would they say that was an attempted robbery?
It sure didn't look like it from the video.
Sure didn't look like it. Yeah. That's the weirdest damn thing I've seen.
Attempted hit.
Yeah, a little closer to that.
He didn't look like he was going for jewelry, did he?
No, he shot him. He got one shot and took off running.
Yeah.
And he still wasn't fast enough to get away from all the people that kicked the crap out of the guy. Yeah, that's a weird one, man. I don't know what happened there, but I'd be coming back to the United States and I know he loves the Dominican Republic, but unless you want to stay locked up in a private development that you might live in there with lots of security,
that's it.
My ass is coming right back here to the U.S. of A.
Exactly. Wouldn't go anywhere else.
Man, that
come
would.
Come on.
That'd be it, right?
Radio.com. Radio.com. It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today, man?
All right, guys, we had a busy fight weekend. I don't know if you guys caught any of the others. UFC action, Triple G had a fight over the weekend. But this might have been the best thing in the fighting world to come out of this past weekend. Here's Justin Bieber. Takes a Twitter. Zach, I don't know if you saw this one.
I didn't
Justin
see it.
Justin Bieber takes a Twitter. He says, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon.
Wow.
Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared. You will never live it down. Who's willing to put on the fight? And he tags Dana White.
Oh, yeah. Dana would be smart to do that.
Conor McGregor jumps in and says, if Tom Cruise is man enough to accept the challenge, McGregor Sports and Entertainment will host the bout. Does Cruise have the sprouts to fight like he does in his movie? Stay tuned to find out.
Tom Cruise is tiny, by the way. You know how big Tom Cruise is?
Well, here's
five
the tale
three.
Of the tape, Zach. I'm glad you asked.
Oh, good.
Bieber is 25, and he's 5'9".
Okay. All
right. Both these guys, I think, weigh 100 pounds.
Right.
Cruise is 56 years old and stands at 5'7".
Yeah. These are tiny dudes.
He's not going to do it, first of all.
If Tom Cruise gets beat up by Bieber, he'll never live it down, so I wouldn't even get
that.
That
would never happen.
No way. I'm just saying, if he
does, the guy does
there's
his own
no reason
to
even do
those
movies. There is no way.
I'm just throwing it out
there
to the
Bieber
world.
Bieber needs to, like, just take care of his own life a little bit here.
You don't think Bieber's got a shot? I think I bet on Bieber.
No, Bieber's been fighting. I know Floyd Mayweather had him, and he was punching the bag, and he's trying to become a badass because he got kind of a reputation, you know, a little bit, so... He's trying to be a little tougher.
Tom Cruise, 5'7", though. Probably 105 pounds.
All right. Tell Bieber to come up with a new song or something for kids.
He just did.
Okay.
With Ed Sheeran.
I'm sorry.
Oh. He did? Really?
Yeah. You like Ed Sheeran, don't you?
That'd be a banger downstairs on Power 96.
Yeah.
You probably hear that when you go to the bathroom down there.
That's right.
On the speakers.
That's right.
All right. Johnny Manziel is back at it again.
John Manziel.
As he's trying to get on one of those Texas XFL teams, either Houston or Dallas, and Johnny was talking about the proximity of the Houston team to College Station and how he would love to have the opportunity to play over there.
Sounds safe.
And restart his career.
Yeah,
this would be, by the way, the fourth football league that Johnny has played in if he does make it into the XFL. He played in the NFL, the Canadian Football League, and the AAF.
Well, he's already promoted. Basically, Texas A&M fans are going to follow him wherever he goes.
That's it.
And Houston's a big Texas A&M area.
Well, he had an autograph signing over the weekend in that area, and he was the hottest item, they said, at the autograph signing, the hottest person there. I didn't know. I don't know a bunch of losers, but that's still. There's demand for John football.
That's a room full of losers trying to get John Manziel's autograph, by the way. I'm just throwing that out there. You're standing in line to get it. He has done nothing. He won a Heisman.
Does he sign John football now?
John Manziel got kicked out of the CFL.
Yeah.
He got his coach fired, by the way, too.
But didn't Vince say no arrest records?
He changed. He said the guy running the league.
Okay.
Said no.
Andrew Luck's dad,
Andrew
right?
Luck's dad.
Oliver Luck.
Oliver said, hey, I got him to change his on that a little bit. He realized we weren't that much of a league. We need Johnny Manziel.
So we're gonna get a John Manziel XFL team. That's it. It's gonna happen now.
How many years has he been out now? How long has that been?
I think he won the Heisman. Think about when he won the Heisman. I mean, when he won the Heisman, 10 years ago, 8 years ago. I don't even remember. I don't even remember that.
I can't believe Cleveland drafted me.
First round pick.
Never checked to see all the problems I was having.
No background check.
I needed rehab, man.
Yeah, who cares?
Not a football.
That was Johnny Manziel, Joe. It's John Manziel now. Different guy.
Speaking of guys who probably shouldn't be making comments, you see I had the latest comments on the Lakers drama?
Oh, my God.
Rajon Rondo, who's, I'm just sure, a real nice guy. He had his comments about the Lakers situation with LeBron come up. Over the weekend here, and he said, every guy on our team, LeBron was their favorite player growing up. Everyone had the shoes, his jersey. You're the biggest fan in the world. It's like you're playing with MJ, and then you get there, and it's like your mom and dad or the person that you looked up to and idolized doesn't want you, and then you have to have that sitting in your gut not knowing.
That was we all said that. I'm guessing every radio station around the country when it looked like the trade was going down and all the guys, like every young, talented guy on the team was in the trade. That there were some guys salty when it fell through.
No one was safe on that team.
And they had this horrible game. They were like, they scored like 60 points. Or they were awful. Yeah, it affected some guys. And they always know LeBron's behind everything because he's got the power along with Magic at the time to do it.
Well, Rondo goes on. He says, "I can't say a name, but I remember me and the guy were on the bench for the Atlanta game right before the All-Star break. The guy was cussing and talking bad about the situation during the game, and I was like, snap out of it. This bleep is over with. We'll get through it."
Remember when Magic came out and said, "You got to grow up. This is the NBA.
It's a business.
It's a business. Stuff happens."
Rondo's about to join, what, his 20th NBA team?
Yeah, Rondo's making the rounds,
man. He'll
play
for every team in the league by the time his career's over.
You know how Wade's got a jersey from all the other players and other teams? Rondo's just got his own, lined up around the room.
You're right. Rondo's been on
He's on the tour by himself.
Yeah. I give Rondo credit, though. He did admit that he was a pain in ass early in his career.
Yeah.
He was a pain.
You meant
but he's
yesterday?
Better now.
Oh, no, he's better now. Okay, I thought you meant just a pain in the ass.
All right, guys, we go to free food giveaways here, and McDonald's has been hit pretty hard by a promotion they decided to do this season with the Raptors, who, of course, have been very good this year, and they did a promotion where if the Raptors hit at least 12 threes in a game,
oops,
you'll get yourself a free medium fries. Now, they thought originally this was going to be a 700,000-order estimate throughout the entire season. Well, it's been nearly three times that.
Wow.
Throughout the year.
It's a business decision gone wrong.
So this is costing them millions of dollars here. Now, they're not getting rid of it. Now, the other problem is that the Raptors have made a nice run here in the playoffs, and they've done this 10 times now in the playoffs as
well. Have they really 10 times in the playoffs, 12 threes?
They've been good in the playoffs.
Wow. Yep, I'm loving it.
I'm loving it, too, man. Those fries are good.
Game one of the finals, they gave away 80,000 free orders.
Wow. Holy smokes.
Game one of the finals. I like it.
And then speaking of eating free food here, it was Donut Day on Friday.
That's right.
So the Professional Eating League did their competition. Joey Chestnut actually lost.
What?
Hot dog guy Joey Chestnut lost in this thing. He ate 200 donuts.
What? When and how much time? Does it say?
It doesn't say how much time. It was
God.
In the eating concert. He ate 200 donuts.
There is no way.
No, some guy beat him and ate 235.
Good.
There is Lord.
I'm sorry, Zach.
Way.
It was 6 minutes. 6 minutes.
6 minutes? Yeah.
There's no way. There's no way.
200 donuts in 6 minutes?
And these are the Hostess donuts, so they might be the little ones, though.
Good Lord.
His record, by the way, Joey Chestnut, his record is 257. Wow. For the 6 minute donut eating contest, but so he fell short this year and had only 200.
I asked you guys, I think last week, I asked you, how many don't, because there's you smell them out there, and I broke down to have one on Friday. I couldn't take it. How many donuts, if you were just to sit down and you were really hungry?
Wow.
How many donuts could you throw down? Whatever kind of donuts.
So are we going
you
Krispy Kreme? Can I choose?
Okay.
I'm just saying, because Dunkin' Donuts, like two. Like they're rocks after 8 minutes.
All right, so they're all fresh, Zach, instead of breaking them down, whether they're fresh.
Well, that's,
or
I have
not.
To know what I'm sitting
all right, Krispy Kreme stays fresh for like 9 weeks.
Right. I don't know what's in it, but it's there's
no, stay focused on it. Okay. Getting back to the other thing.
In one sitting, there's no time limit. I could just sit and eat them in a.
Yeah.
I could finish a dozen donuts.
Wow.
I think I could, yeah.
They fill you up fast, man.
Oh, no, I know. Probably eating with my eyes right now.
How many could you throw down, Woody?
I could probably get close to a dozen.
Yeah. You don't think you could?
Yeah, it could be done, Joe.
I think you're not, you're cutting
yourself
out.
Giving myself enough credit.
Yeah.
I think Zach could probably pull it off.
I think I can get it. I wouldn't try it, but I think I can get it.
What else?
I'd be sick for a week.
Yeah.
My God. Donuts. That's what they were. Hostess donut. They were smaller donuts.
Yeah.
Those are
no way you're eating the big ones.
Chestnut ate a world record 257 of them in that event. Are you kidding? In 6 minutes?
I know one thing. You have a lot of water next to you to throw all those.
A lot of water.
Down.
You better have a lot of toilet paper.
Finally here, Joe, I know you like these stories here. We have an old piece of baseball memorabilia that is set to hit the auction block here.
Oh, you got the music?
Well, it hasn't been bid on yet. They do have a number they think it's going to go for, but this is a really cool item here. It's the Mickey Mantle 1957 Yankees contract.
Oh, man.
You know how much it paid him?
I'm going to say $12,500.
It was a $60,000 contract.
Yeah, I was going to say 50 grand, yeah.
Really?
$60,000 contract. This is actually after he had just hit the for the Triple Crown.
Oh.
52 homers, 130 RBIs, and a .353 batting average.
Wow.
which is known as one of the greatest offensive seasons ever in baseball.
Wow, whoa, that's a lot more. 12-5, hell yeah.
Now, how much do you think the contract will get here? They have a number on this.
On the block, right?
Yeah. We're going to bid on this thing, Joe. What's your number here?
Oh, man.
Do you want the item, and what are you willing to pay for it, Joe?
You better pony up.
That's a nice piece. I'm going to say $650,000.
No, you're not even close.
I'm going to say $2.5
million. $40,000. $2.5 million.
I thought Joe was lowballing it.
Well, it's we've a piece had of paper, man.
We've had some things over $1 million. Yeah. So Zach jumped on the
I did. I
the
jumped
million
high,
dollar.
Yeah. $2.5 million. $40,000.
I have no idea what that stuff goes for. Mm.
That's why we play the game.
Unless we're able to cheat ahead of time and we happen to see the story so we can act like we know. Hey,
well, I just want to let you know, we did a lot of research back here on this topic we were talking about before, the senior citizen deal. Do you want to hear some of the some of the research we did?
Yep.
All right, Joe. So if you can provide proof of age. Now, this is just a couple. We have 3 pages worth of deals here that we are going to present to you after the show.
Just give me a couple good ones that I might use.
Yeah. All right. So if you head over to Arby's, you can get 10% off. And there's also reports of free drinks if it varies by location. At Burger King, you get 10% off plus additional discounts on coffee and soft drinks.
Oh.
Chick-fil-A, well, you can get a free refillable senior drink.
Is it a different kind of cup or is it the same cup?
Does it say old dude on it?
All right.
Yeah, like it says old guy.
I didn't realize these guys all
kind of handle on it to hold it.
It's not a lot, but I didn't know every little bit helps. What else you got for Dairy Queen,
you can get 10% off. Dunkin' Donuts. AARP members receive a free donut with the purchase of a large or extra large beverage.
What about that AARP card, Joe?
I've been fighting the AARP card.
You're not an AARP guy?
No.
Come on.
No, but I get their stuff. I haven't.
You go to that movie by yourself, you get a little discount.
Oh, man, I might have to jump on that pretty soon here.
Well, there's some good ones here I think you're going to like, Joe. KFC, I know you like.
Yeah.
KFC, you can get a free small drink with any meal, 55 and up. Krispy Kreme, 10% off. You only have to be 50 to get that one.
Wow. I'm 10 years off.
Outback Steakhouse, 10% off AARP members. You can go to Perkins, and they have a special 55-plus menu, which offers special deals.
I was thinking of the Perkins waitress, man. You guys got me on that.
That's also, Sizzler, no teeth.
Sizzler also has an honored guest menu for our guests 60 and up.
Is there a Sizzler around here? Do they still have Sizzlers?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
What else?
Sonic, you can get 10% off or a free beverage, Joe.
Wow. That's
now,
solid.
Here's a big one you need to know about. Taco Bell.
Ooh.
5% off plus a free beverage.
5% off.
5% is a little cheap.
The Waffle House, 10% off every Monday for 60 and up.
On Mondays. Today. And
if you could find a White Castle, you have to be 62 to cash in on this one, but it's 10% off.
I'll be there pretty soon. I'll be good at White Castle. I'm going to be very strong at the White Castle.
And obviously you get discounts on your solo movie
tickets. I was hoping you had something on the movies.
Every movie theater has a senior ticket.
That's right. I'm paying $10.25.
It's so weird to go up there and get that senior ticket.
Out of pride, do you ask for the regular ticket?
Yes.
Someone just texted in Publix has got a senior 10% discount on carrot cake. I call you a liar, sir.
No, that's just busting our chops on the whole carrot cake thing. Don't read into that. Yeah. All right, well, thanks for all that help, man. I just got to get – sounds like I got to get that card, though, right?
I would just love to see you go through a Taco Bell drive-thru, because I know you like Taco Bell.
Just to get that 5% discount.
Hey, I'm 55. I'd like my 5% and free drink.
Yeah. I mean, that's a nickel off every dollar, Joe. You put those nickels on.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. All right, but thanks. Hey, Wood, thanks for that help, man. I do appreciate that.
I'm going to give you the whole list. It's 4 pages long.
Yeah,
no, I don't need that.
No. Stay by that thing together and give it to Joe, yeah.
Free small drinks.
Got to get that AARP.
Joe's in his car looking through drive-thrus, trying to find out what you're going to get percentage.
Hey, we want everybody to know you can join us on the Kindle Toyota, West Kindle Toyota text line, 56022.
You get a free drink after the show somewhere?
No, I'm with you guys. We're heading.
We'll wait for you.
Then I got to do the old guy walk or go play old guy tennis.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's not raining, which it's been raining a lot.
It's raining all week long, Joe.
We're going to pass an Arby's on the way. Yeah, right. 10% there.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the help.
Roast beef.
Never stop at Arby's. Nothing against Arby's.
Joe, they got the meats.
I know. I love the commercial, actually.
They got the meats.
Anyway, we got that 8 o'clock coming. Can I tell you all about Choice Mortgage Bank and Michael Kotze before you guys make me late again and I have to tell Lynn it's your fault?
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.